Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thanks for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about how to operate a grader. And again, this episode has been sponsored by me. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.startractor.com or call me at 817-733-3799. All right, here we go into the podcast. Landscape in the construction sector has gained prominence over the years. This means that the construction equipment required to do landscaping work in much demand and also people who know how to operate it. When we talk about landscape or leveling land, the heavy equipment comes in mind in the first instance is a grader. Graders play an immense role when it comes to leveling the land and making a path for the workers to move. We have imagined how crooked the paths are on the job site and therefore have difficult it must be for the workers to move on it. If it is not leveled at the right time, the soil gets hardened and then it becomes a problem to get it removed. The same is the case of creating landscapes, leveling land, and we have to get the work done at the right time or else the effort that we have put to the get the work done just multiplies. Next, to know all about the functions of a grader is crucial. One who can become an efficient operator only when he or she is aware of the various options or functions that are available in a grader. Jumping inside the cab and driving slash operating the machine can be a part of a basic function, but if you find yourself in a difficult situation, you do not know how all the functions, then you are at greater risk. The operator is expected to know all the functions in a grader, and if you fail to do so, then you will be jeopardizing the prospect of the project and also to a greater extent your career in the industry. If you are a trainee, it is important that you sit along with your mentor and check how he or she is operating the machine. Learn from them the functions that they use and ask to show the items that are important for you to know. Next, learn the signals properly. A grader throws a lot of signals to the operator, and every signal has different meaning attached to it. If the clutches are not functioning properly, then it may throw a certain type of signal, or for that matter, if there is some issue with the engine or parts related to the engine, will indicate through the means of a signal inside the cab. Now, it is for you to be comprehend and understand them so that you do not overlook the signal and continue work usually. Unable to comprehend signals can have catastrophic effect on the machine and also at times to the life of the person on the job site. You know, listen to your machine. Feel it. You know, you can feel it. You can hear it. You can see the signals. You can see the screen inside the cab. It tells you most of the time. And finally, do some basic checks on your own. Conducting certain basic checks can ensure that the brakes are in order and when it is applied, it has stopped the machine from moving. The clutches, the gears, the levelers, and all are into place are working absolutely fine and is a very crucial. You should not have a problem to stop the machine from moving when you are working on a steep land. Or to your amazement, you find out the machine is not moving as it should be. There are issues into the clutch. You know, you need to know. You need to know all these things. These should be examined well in advance. You know, learn it from your mentor. Learn it from, you know, who trained you. Go to school. Get operating classes. Again, if you got any questions, give me a call. 817-733-3799. Thank you, and God bless.